But these are really, could be real dangerous.
Yeah. And the sloughs on opposite of that Sam Charlie Dump River on the south side, get back in the sloughs there, you run the same thing. You come down and you see that, and it looks like it's open water, but you go right up to it and look down there, and it's 3 inches deep.
Right.
3 inches deep, right. Mud down.
But then there's further out there where you can get yourself into a heap of trouble.
That's, you can see it. Back right up there you can see the Indiana Highway right up there in the corner. So that's looking like northwest.
Northwest, right.
You can see how this is shallow, real shallow area right here. But down back along the edge here, it's deep.
Yeah, back up the slough a few hundred yards, it's not so good.
But this slough gets some tremendous log jams in there up at the upper end, right? And it seems to me that you can get some scour that makes these deep holes, and then there's a shallow sill below them. So that's why I was wondering about the ups and downs in the bottom.
Left. There we go.
This Sam's really right there. And this area you're talking about right here is right there.
Yeah.
And it's looking right up into the this direction.
Right.
But all these sloughs along this side here, and here's the mouth of the Cheetah right here. This slough right through here does the same thing. Anyway. There's a number of these sloughs. You can go through there during the most part of the winter. Those sloughs are great to run through because they're just frozen and solid. Mm-hmm. But just like you said, a certain time of the year, all of a sudden they start opening up with that little few inches of water in there.
And they start opening with the coldest time of the year, and all that kind of stuff.
Some of the ones on this side have that rust coagulated on the bottom, rust-looking stuff.
In I got an idea on that possibly, but I don't know. Was it ice here before in these pots?
Right.
Or underneath it? It was actually ice here, or was it ground in
water?
No, it was smooth ice straight across there.
Oh, so it was
smooth ice. And then suddenly it started pocketing from the bottom.
My question is, I guess, is like when I look at a river like Sprozet earlier in the fall, it's when you first get it, it's froze a good hard layer on top of it. It's like all the water is going down underneath it. It's like going through a straw, right? I mean, it's set up, and that don't take that much volume. But let's say you have a surge of water, like water dams and stuff breaking, or let's say underneath the ice you have cut away where the silt and stuff's eaten away, and you have sandbars moving. There's all kinds of movement underneath there. Mm-hmm. I see it. Some of it's jamming up, and all of a sudden you have a flash of water wanting to raise up underneath the ice and cracking it, and then cutting channels underneath the ice. Where if it can go, I mean, it ain't going to go in the main channel, but it's actually, because that main channel is plumb full, that one straw is plumb full, so it sends fingers out to eat out, eats out the ice next to some places where it's the path of least resistance, and some of the times it's right near the silt bar where it eats away, and it caves in and eats its own channel. I mean, that's, then some of that, maybe some of that theory's right and some of it's wrong, but places it's probably different.
But I mean, what also may be happening, Larry mentioned that there's lots of upwelling groundwater in the Tanana Flats. And this may be one of those places. Now, Knut, you say that in early to mid-fall, the ice is perfect, it's flat, even solid hard.
I didn't say that always, but the general, but
often that's the case.
Yes.
But then, as the fall proceeds, the water flow declines. And the volume of water in the streams declines, and so the water level drops, the ice drops with it. Now, earlier in the fall, there may be enough flow in there that upwelling warm groundwater is well mixed with the slough flow and just really doesn't affect the ice. It's carried away. But as the water level drops and the ice drops down towards these shallow parts where there may be this warm upwelling groundwater, now you don't have enough water flow to mix it and carry it away. Uh-huh. So what does it do? It melts the ice now because there's less depth of water beneath the ice.
Right.
So it's welling up.
And the contribution is
more direct
rather than the warm water.
Coming back to more direct contact with the ice.
We'll get you some way to go out
there
and test that.
Right. Well, I should proceed, though. I don't want to take it too much time.
Mark just explained it exactly the way I perceived it.
Yeah.
That groundwater is what heats the main channel water declines, leaves somewhat shelved a little bit, and that warm spring water actually melts that back out of it.
That makes
sense. That feature as in other drainages, those deep side flow across channel flows wet and gravel systems are the main spawning areas for chum salmon, like on the South Fork and Jim River system.
Right. Okay.
Those cross flows, like up well through the bank like that, that's the main spawning area.
Because like here you got deep water. I know there's a beaver lodge there. I've been trapping for several years, and it's, here's deep water, quite deep water, like 10 feet deep. But here, right here, it's, 4 inches. And I took this picture. And here's a bar up here. But what is also interesting here, and this is sort of a little natural history aside, it's not really meant to do with ice, but in this loop, the Tana is a silty river, there's no algal bloom or anything. But in here in April, I see big algal blooms in the shallow, open water, which is, I need to document that because I don't think it's to document too
much.
But
that might be indicative of what
Could be the movement of
to get the algae at that time of year, you're going to need some energy
They got to be both some energy, but that's coming from the sun with open water, I guess, but they got to be some nutrients in there too in that water. But that's kind of neat. In this glacial stream, you get autotrophs, primary producers going in.
Is that water?
And then, of course, as soon as the ice goes out, boom, you got silt and done with that.
Is that water moving in that deep area there, Karen?
Yes, it's moving, but very slowly because it's so shallow right here. And now you're on the bar right here.
Mm-hmm. See, this here trail here, where you went, that's where you should have been. You made a mistake going in over this way, where there's softer snow, where this one is already packed and frozen.
Yeah.
So you got a better chance of crossing here than going trying to dodge it, See, here you run into some soft snow,
After
you broke through, see? If you kept on this trail that's already packed,
Earlier, and I knew it was shallow, so I wasn't too concerned. What I was annoyed with was picking up a lot of slush on my sled.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So that's I just went around it. And then that froze up, and then I went somewhere else, and et cetera, et cetera.
What's the orientation again? Is that?
That's going up the slough. I guess I should point to that. That's going up here. Anyway.